This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In Sikkim, cloudburst over Lahonak Lake in Mangan triggered a flash flood in Teesta River in the Lanchain Valley, affecting army establishments along the valley. 23 army personnel have been reported missing and some vehicles are submerged under slush at Bardang near Singtam. Chief Minister P.S. Tangma has reached Singtam, which has been affected by flooding. Speaking to Akashvani News, Vice Chairman of Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority V.K. Sharma said that flooding is reportedly caused by a cloudburst and probable outburst of glacial lakes in Mangan district, which is being ascertained. Mr. Sharma informed that while the disaster has affected telephone and road connectivity on National Highway 10, which connects Sikkim to West Bengal at several places, loss of life is yet to be confirmed. The central government has declared the National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, and their factions as unlawful associations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The Home Ministry has banned these organizations for 5 years. The ministry said the government is of the opinion that the activities of NLFT and ATTF are detrimental to the sovereignty and integrity of India and that they are unlawful associations. It said these functions have been engaging in subversive and violent activities, thereby undermining the authority of the government and spreading terror and violence among people for achieving their objectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jodhpur, Rajasthan tomorrow. He will lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, aviation, health and higher education. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of important projects for strengthening the health infrastructure. The projects include 350-bedded trauma centre and critical care hospital block at AIIMS, Jodhpur, and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across Rajasthan. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport. He will also dedicate IIT Jodhpur campus to the nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Vice President of Dominican Republic Raquel Pena in New Delhi last evening. They discussed further strengthening of India-Dominican Republic bilateral ties, especially in trade and commerce, education, defence, space and renewables. They also exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. In Italy, at least 21 people reportedly died and 18 were injured yesterday after a bus fell from an overpass near Venice. The bus was running on methane and caught fire after the crash. It was returning from Venice's historic centre to a camping site where the accident occurred in northern Italy. The bus fell close to railway lines in the district of Mestre, which is connected to Venice by a bridge. The death toll is feared to rise further, as several of those injured are in a critical condition. According to reports, the bus was also carrying passengers from France, Croatia, Ukraine and Germany. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has expressed her condolences. She said that her government's thoughts were with the victims, their families and their friends. India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Sikkim, North Orissa during the next 2 days. It said northeastern part of the country is also expected to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. At Hangzhou Asian Games, Indian duo Jyoti Surekha and Ojas won gold in archery. They defeated Republic of Korea in compound mixed team final by a scoreline of 159-158. Earlier, Rambabu and Manjurani opened country's medal account on 11th day, clinching bronze medal in the 35 km mixed relay race walk. With this, country's overall medal tally has now reached its best ever 73, comprising 16 gold, 26 silver and 31 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.